This is Morning Edition on KJZZ 91.5. Time for another story from our Arizona Storytellers series. We record the live storytelling events created by the Arizona Republic and share them with you on the radio. Megan Finnerty is the creator of the series, and here she is with our latest storyteller.
Desiree Garcia grew up in Phoenix. She's the middle child of five, and she and her siblings have always been close. In 2005, when Desiree's youngest brother, Miguel, was 14, the family discovered he'd carried a concealed gun. At the time, they lived in an area that he said he didn't feel safe, and that's why he had been carrying it. Desiree said she understood why he had it, but she's still worried.
He never had it home with him whenever he left the house to go with his friends or do anything. He had this gun. So that same year, on Christmas morning, my mom goes to drop my brother off at his girlfriend's house. 10 minutes later, she gets a phone call, and on the other line, they say, Miguel's just been shot. My brother had this powerful weapon that he was trying to unload when it accidentally goes off. He's rushed to the hospital, and my entire family shows up, and someone from the donor network comes to us and asks if we would consider donating his organs. What? We knew nothing about organ donation. In our mind, we were thinking that they didn't value his life. It happens to other people, but not to our family, not to my brother. So my family and I, we sat there and we seriously had to think about it. We asked a million questions and we decided that if my brother could no longer be here with us, why not give the gift of life? We were able to donate both his kidneys, his liver, and his heart. And a month after my brother passed away, our family received a letter from one of the kidney recipients, and she wrote this beautiful letter and expressed how thankful she was for the gift of life and all of these great things, and she's living life now, and it was amazing. I was not ready to hear how happy she was. My brother just died. So a year later, I began volunteering with Donor Network of Arizona, and I loved it. I really can't imagine not doing this. I've never written to any of the recipients. It's been 11 and a half years. I have zero desire to do so. A year after I started volunteering, 4 years later, I was working for a nonprofit that helped patients who were waiting for a transplant, and it was great. My life was honoring my brother. That was who I was. This year, I have a new passion, and I love it so much, and there's no connection to my brother whatsoever. I'm learning to let go, to be Desiree. 11 and a half years later, I am finally recovering from the worst Christmas ever. Thank you.
Desiree Garcia is a community leader in Phoenix. Join us for our next night of live storytelling. To learn more about the Arizona Storytellers Project or how to tell your own story, visit storytellersproject.com.
That's Arizona Storytellers creator Megan Finnerty, and we'll bring you more stories from local events on KJZZ, and you can hear more at storytellers.kjzz.org.